Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents.
Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President.
You want to hang out with us? And get your vaccine.
And so I went to Human Resources.
There's some things I just can't tell you on air.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
A woman's problem, if you will.
Hello, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Sammy Sage.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Lily Tamaras.
I'm Barisha Smith.
And this is the Betches Sup Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics this year in U.S. news and politics. Today is a super special, jam-packed, two-part end-of-year episode of the Betches Sup Podcast. We're going to do some 2020 superlatives, or as we like to call them, as of 2 minutes ago when I decided, sup-erlatives.
Very Ooh, good, Amanda.
Wow.
Very
How'd you
good.
Come up with that?
I don't know. It just came to me. Just came to me. I don't know. It's been 2.5 years in this job and I just struck me.
Well, now we have it. So
we got it forever.
Yeah. Oh, this is so fun. Again, we were going to do this in person too, but it's not happening. We're staying super safe for the holidays, but we're going to have a big summit too sometime. Whenever we do, it makes the listeners really happy and me. Yes.
Me too.
Oh yeah. We miss Caitlin, yes. But she will be on the next real big summit.
Yes, definitely. But I thought we're going to go through some fun superlatives. I thought we could maybe start with I didn't give you a heads up on this. I want it to be completely organic, but with what superlatives we would give ourselves for 2021. I will start. I decided I'm the most likely to take a nap at 2 p.m. 2021 was a big nap year for me. I feel confident enough to say that with my company founder on the line. I sometimes take a little 20-minute cat
noticed.
Nap.
I don't know why, because that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, the 2 p.m. nap, I will say, has made its way into my life as well. The
really?
Siesta.
It's wonderful. In honor of Brian's wedding this coming year in Spain, mm-hmm. We have all instituted a siesta.
I would say I'm more likely to be the 2 p.m. shower. I like am showering at the most random times in the afternoon. I would say most likely to shower at 2:30.
Wow. Was that a 2021 thing or did that carry over from 2020?
I think that carried over from 2020. It's just, you know, if I feel like I don't need to shower, then I don't do it until later. I'm like, okay, this now is a good time to take a break. Take 10 minutes in the shower and just think about nothing.
In the middle of the day.
2:30 yeah. is really the yeah. time where it's like, if it doesn't happen now, it's not happening today.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What you're doing at 2:30 determines the course of the rest of your day, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Like what you do, how you spend midnight on New Year's is the rest of your, the rest of
yeah.
your year.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
I'm trying to think what I would be most likely to.
I have mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's yours?
Most likely to hit a milestone. This year was really big. I hit a lot of big
wow.
milestones this year.
Aww.
I moved alone. I mm-hmm. got a dog. I bought my first car. I sold
Cute.
My first car. I got my first WGA TV job. So I did a lot of like big things this year. So yeah, that's amazing. Kind of
congrats.
Thanks.
Also,
yeah.
also most likely to hype yourself up in a tasteful way.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That
Sweetly
was wonderful.
Done.
Thank you.
I think mine would be most likely to Instagram story the revolution.
Probably. Yeah, you really took your Instagram stories to a new game yeah. this year, Sammy.
Okay, I'll go in the Millie direction, more earnest direction. I will be most likely to be happily married because that is the biggest thing that happened to me this year. But also, and something that was solidified on my honeymoon when we went to bed at 9:30 p.m. every day is I am most likely to be in bed by 9.
Yeah.
She's sleeping.
Wow.
She's sleeping.
Yeah.
My bedtime has shifted unimaginably.
Oh my god.
I mean, wow. I love it. I'm usually asleep by 9:30, but it's always like I never know. Like, at least we'll start slacking about the news at 7:15 a.m. and neither of us say a word about it. It's like, nope. I've been up. I've had lunch.
It's changed so much. I used to not be able to go to a college class if it started at 10 a.m. Mm. I would miss it every day because I was late. And now it's like,
yeah,
I'm sleeping. I'm in the
bed. My schedule has completely shifted off of yours. I'm like up so late reading nothing.
Really?
And watching shit, and I'm waking up whenever.
Yeah.
Depending on what I have going on that morning.
I've turned into my dad. I'm asleep in a movie. Like, I can't even finish a movie. Wow. I'm snoring in the movie theater. I don't know what's going on.
I'm a baby. I can't go on a car ride. I'm an actual infant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, like, you put a low hum, I'm asleep.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I fell asleep during Dexter last night. During Dexter.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy. It is. Yeah. I guess I'm a baby in that I sleep and wake up. So in the morning, I'll wake up, pee, like answer text. And then when I wake up again.
Just like a baby.
Right.
Just like a baby. I wake up again. I see like 15 texts from Elise and Amanda. They already solved all these things. They already know what subjects they're talking about. And I come in with a bomb of like, look at this tweet.
No, but we usually do incorporate it. We usually do. It's like 10, 15. And I'm like, shit, that's a much better topic than talking about how Republicans suck for another 20 minutes. Let's do that. Millie will be like, this week in Black Twitter. And then we'll get a walkthrough of what's been going on. It's really quite a service. You could write that newsletter. I would sign up for that Substack.
Oh, so interesting.
Yeah, that I actually do it. But, I do.
Responsibility.
Milestones.
But then, right, but that's then also issue. Waking up, but then I do the updates at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. when I'm actually awake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those were lovely. Let's get into our superlatives. We cover the news. We cover politics. Though that's what these are based on. It's not all politics. We're also hitting some pop culture here. But we're going to start where the year did, which was the coup attempt on January 6th. That was this year. I was looking at some pictures from it this morning. They were very shocking. I can't believe we lived through this. But that was really the most... Yeah, really made an impression early in 2021. So our first superlative is coup participant most likely to succeed in prison. Our options are Jacob Chansley. That is the QAnon shaman who wants exclusively organic food in prison. He, in jail, he was having a super hard time. And then Jenna Ryan, I don't know if you know, she's the lady who said, I will never be going to prison.
Is she private jet lady or is that a different
I think lady? She was one of the lawyers. Or no. Let me make not. Sure. She is. She's like the corporate. She's like the real estate lady.
Let me just make. Yeah, she's private jet lady. That's critical information.
Critical information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she is going to prison. But she has been boasting on TikTok that she thinks that she'll get fit there. So Elise, who do you think is most likely to succeed in prison?
Get
Jacob
fit
or Jenna?
And like ripped, like she's going to get a nice body.
Yeah.
The Teresa Giudice approach to prison.
That's my thing is that I'm going to have to go with Jenna because at least she has a goal and something that she's setting out to do. Jacob, we only know what he doesn't want.
Yeah.
And he's going into it with all the wrong mindset. Mm-hmm. Jenna at least has set an achievable, manageable goal for herself going in.
Smart goal.
Smart goal.
She's going in glass half full, and he's going in glass half
100%.
Empty. And it's all about the mindset. It's all about
his
the positive outlook.
His glass is half empty. Who are you going to pick? Millie?
No, I was going to say, listen, private jet. For me personally, look, I hope I never end up in jail. It's not a great place. I think that, restorative justice, all that. Would I be popular in jail? Would I have a lot of friends? Would I have a lot of social activities? Would I make the best of it? Absolutely. And that's just how life is, man. You don't know. One day you're trying to, make sure that socialist Joe Biden gets thrown out of them. And the next day you're trying to plan out your meal prep plan in jail. And that's what life is about.
If Republicans win, this could be us next.
And you know what? Good. Because we all have to have a meal plan in jail.
Yeah. I'm really sick of picking out outfits. terrible. We're not going to push this. Yeah.
You'd think that because of Jenna's private jet that she might be a little bit more flimsy than Jacob. mm-hmm. who wore a costume yes. to the Capitol riot.
Well, you know, Jacob has like lived in a van before. And
here's
stuff.
The thing, Jacob may be able to rough it on his own conditions.
Yeah,
but totally. Jenna, I think, has like Chansley can't. He can barely survive, you know, being held on charges mm-hmm. without his little precious organic food. Mm-hmm. He is one of the most fragile people.
He's being also a bitch about it. Jenna's just sort of like, all right, let's do it. Yeah, fine.
Also, well, as a woman, mm-hmm. as a woman, Jenna has inherently faced more adversity in society mm-hmm. than Jacob has. So, I'm going to say Jacob is less prepared.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I'm like, what do you think the other inmates are saying about him? But, oh, you need your little organic meals? And I mean, that's being nice. But Jenna's going in. She's like, Mama's getting ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See you at the pull-up bar.
So we're Jenna all around is coup participant most likely to succeed in prison. We will definitely have to follow up on this mid-year and see where we landed. Our next one is the animals of the year. Our two options that we picked here are the Maryland zebras, very timely. We recently addressed this on the podcast again, or the 17-year cicadas. That was also this year. All summer, those fuckers were all over TV, all over our elected lawmakers. Who really stole the spotlight and were the animals of the year? Elise, is it any question for you?
There's no question that it's the Maryland zebras. Number one, yeah, okay, the cicadas only come every 17 years. Maryland zebras never come. You don't see Maryland zebras was once in a lifetime opportunity. We're not getting Maryland zebras again in 17 years. Number two, the Maryland zebras were one of the top Halloween costumes this past year. Many people went as the Maryland zebras. Hot girls in little groups went as the Maryland zebras.
That's when you know you're very animal cute. Of the year.
And I mean, you guys, everyone knows that I've been hot on the trail of the Maryland zebras.
hot on the hooves.
So I couldn't possibly say anything but the Maryland zebras.
Can I put up another nominee?
Please.
30 to 50 feral hogs.
Fuck, yes. That's so
feral hogs. Was that, that was this year?
I don't know.
No, that was okay. Sure, okay. Was. Sammy, let me tell you. Yeah. This year was not the third. I think it was 2020, the 30 to 50 feral hogs.
But
this
year,
feral hogs.
It was 2019.
Jesus. No. But feral hogs did steal Shakira's purse.
Shakira.
This year.
That's
what
so
you're
true.
Talking about.
Oh, okay. That's so true. In Barcelona. Spanish feral hogs stole Shakira's purse.
So that's a good one. I also, okay. So I'm going to say, if it's of the two, right, the zebras or the cicadas, I'm going with the cicadas because one of the zebras died. Sorry, Elise, one of the zebras did die. But for me, I'm going to throw in another nominee, the murder hornets. Where were they? Did they show up? Who was coming?
But were murder hornets 2020?
They were 2020 for sure.
But I feel we talked about coming back. They said that they were.
They did definitely. They talked about it.
Okay,
I think the cicadas had murder hornets energy, and I think murder hornets might just be an evergreen thing. And they had just. I mean, like cicadas are always with us. They're just underground. They're like burrowing. But this, I'm going to go with the cicadas as well.
They showed up, and the murder hornets didn't. But I do love that, like, the storyline, like sometimes in TV shows, they're like, hey, we're going to let you know this thing. We're not going to drop it yet, but in a few episodes, like in Succession, in a few episodes, this will come back and you need to remember this moment. Yeah. That's the murder hornets. Pay attention, everyone.
Yeah.
Murder hornets are the Rex tendon of
the animals. I'm going for cicadas because I love nostalgia, and it made me very nostalgic to my life 17 years ago. You know, like, I don't know, hanging out outside a Burger King parking lot. That's basically my reference because I'm like, I remember being outside a Burger King parking lot and being like, wow, these cicadas are really loud. But yeah.
Yeah, you don't and have I, like, a memory of that I, yeah. with zebras. For sure. I'm also going with the cicadas because it was just a nice thing to look at. Like, look at them climb all over politicians for a while.
Yeah, that was
unbelievable.
Funny.
It's outrageous to pretend that the zebras aren't the animal of the year, but it can move forward.
Are you going to overturn
the the zebras.
End up in jail, bitch.
Yeah, well, okay. Venezuela clearly influenced all of you guys into saying changing your votes. It was Venezuela and China have hacked the stream.
No, if we're really going between the zebras and the cicadas, like, I'm definitely the zebras are a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Wow, flip flopping.
Yeah, I think that there's a case to be made for the hog that stole Shakira's bird.
The hog that stole this bird.
You know, we are going to obviously put this, you know, queen of repurposing content. If you read the newsletter and listen to the podcast and follow on Instagram, God bless you.
We will be putting this on Instagram. Yeah.
Well, we haven't put it on yet, but we will. And so that one, we will be very, very curious to see the outcome of. I really was like, I don't know. I feel emotionally drawn to your conviction, and I feel like I could potentially change my vote.
Wow.
But I don't know. I feel like these insects really made an impression. So I'm going to keep it. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to text Caitlin later. And if we end up with a tie, I'll let you know.
We'll see.
What do we think Caitlin's going to vote for?
That's
the cicadas. It's got to be zebras.
You think she's gonna going to vote for cicadas? What's so exciting about the cicadas? Again, they come at a rhythmic pace. In fact, they're incredibly reliable.
Don't try to change our vote.
They didn't affect my life at all.
Don't try. Just because you're an independent doesn't mean that we are hard line, no matter what, going to be cicadas.
No matter, the more facts we put in front of them, Sammy, the more further they're digging in. They refuse to hear
the case for the Maryland zebras. Well, if that isn't all right, let's do the next one.
The next one is, I just changed this last minute. The biggest fall from grace. I'm sure there are so many nominees here. It's like hard to keep track, but I thought we could do a quick analysis of if it was Andrew Cuomo or Chris Cuomo, who had farther to fall?
Ooh.
Damn.
Mm.
Andrew. Chris.
Ooh.
Wow. Synonymous. Millie, go. Make your case.
I feel like Andrew was, people were saying they were Cuomo-sexuals. He was lauded so much. Everyone was tuning into his governor's address. He had so much power. He won an Emmy or a Golden Globe.
Did win an Emmy.
An Emmy, like, dude was on top. For the press conferences.
What was the name of his book?
Like, How to Survive a Pin or some shit. Like,
it was like Lessons How to Lead in America.
Yeah, it was something terrible about, like, breaking the pandemic, which it definitely wasn't.
Oh, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, released in the year 2020.
Asshole. Yeah, wow. And look at us now.
That? Restaurants in New York City are shutting down today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well... people completely ignored all his terrible ass politics. The fact that he didn't invest shit into the subways for 10 years to make a bridge called Maria Cuomo after his mom. People ignored all of that because he was so on top and then fell to grace and ignored the nipple rings. We all know his nipples are pierced.
Pierced. Why did you remind us?
We thought that the anecdotes about
that was hot.
The son-in-law, no one thought that was hot, Amanda. You admitted that, and that's sick. everyone thought that the son-in-law or the girl daughter's boyfriend's anecdotes were cute. Yeah. And now, look at him.
We he all has have to pay regrets.
Back. Also, Chris Cuomo's butt's nice. Andrew Cuomo's terrible for sexual harassment, but Chris Cuomo can get it.
Yeah. Chris Cuomo's going to be like Brian Williams after that whole helicopter scandal when like Brian Williams found out they found out that he lied about almost being shot or something a couple of years later he's hosting the 11th hour I think we could potentially see Chris Cuomo back on CNN in like 2 years,
and that's why you're going with Andrew because so he's actually fallen.
Yeah.
Well, I see if you're taking the distance of the fall from like the peak to the trough, mm-hmm. that would be a bigger distance mm-hmm. for Andrew Cuomo. But sort of going off on what Millie said about how like he got away with all this stuff because like he had a few good press conferences, I would argue that that was like a flash moment, a fluke almost, because I don't think his reputation was that great before. Whereas Chris Cuomo was a bit of like a golden boy. Mm. He didn't have any of the stink from his brother really on him yet. Mm-hmm. He had like an upward trajectory of a career and was respected.
Mm. He was one of the most watched shows, I think. Like he had really high ratings.
Yeah, there were always headlines like he confronts this Republican, you know.
Yeah, I think Chris Cuomo had the shiniest reputation.
Mm.
And now it has been soiled to a larger extent than Andrew Cuomo's has by his his actions. The only difference is that Cuomo first is experiencing consequences, and then Chris Cuomo is, you know, also getting the effects of that. But I think in terms of reputational difference, there is a greater space for Chris Cuomo.
That's a good
beautiful
point,
analysis.
Sammy. I think I kind of disagree with Brian. I feel like what Chris did was worse and less easy to come back from, because what he did was leak sources from that CNN was getting of victims and send it to his brother's PR company so that the lawyers could defend.
That is quite bad.
And like,
that is quite bad.
Like, that's terrible. Like, I don't see how, like, he used his privilege at CNN and leaked information about it, like classified shit. And the real tea is, which Ray Sani brought up, which she's incredible online, crazy, but
great
incredible.
Twitter.
But she was like, Andrew would never do that for Chris.
That's really sad, and that's very Succession-y. Okay, I see what everyone's saying. I think that I'm going to go with Andrew because I do feel like we could maybe see Chris come back, and also Andrew had to move out of his house. And there's a disgrace level to having to move out of your house and pack up your stuff. You don't know where to put your dog.
The dog.
He didn't know what to do with his dog. He's going all over. It's like, not only are you disgraced, only are you facing criminal charges, not only did you lose your dog, but also, not only did you lose your job, but also you got to pack up all your shit. You got to go.
People think you abandoned your house. I mean, the worst part of all is people think you abandoned your dog.
Did he abandon the dog? Whatever happened with the dog?
I don't think he did abandon his dog.
Where did these men go?
With someone. An apartment that's what, $8 million.
Like, where's Matt Lauer? Are they all hanging out together?
Isn't it? No, Matt Lauer's in Europe, right, or something?
I don't know. Or is that just on the morning show?
Oh, I thought it was modeled after Matt Lauer.
I actually don't know. Is it Sammy?
I'm not sure. It is modeled after Matt Lauer, but they just all go to exist in their very expensive houses and spaces and don't put themselves out there publicly, but I don't think they're the contours of their life really change much.
Yeah, they just go live in a cancellation palace. Exactly like J.K. Rowling. You just live in your castle, in your cancellation palace.
Do you want to talk about a short series of people in the cancellation palace? And that would be so fucking funny.
All the people who live in the cancellation palace that J.K. Rowling lives.
I love that. That would be an excellent reality show.
Is it the same? Is that where the study abroad Barry Weiss classes are taking place?
Yes.
Is
if you study abroad from a canceled university, you go live in J.K. Rowling's cancellation palace, and she teaches you how to be canceled from day to day.
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life, and of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
That brings us to our next one, which is, who is the most likely to get kicked off of Twitter in 2022?
Ooh.
Is it Marjorie Taylor Greene or is it Lauren Boebert? And I mean completely kicked off, like how Trump is kicked off.
Removed,
like
it's,
you're
fully.
Done. You're permanently suspended.
You're done. You're done.
You're done. What do you think, Brian?
I would have to say Marjorie. I think she's probably more likely to get kicked off because I feel like she's more like... just, I will say whatever the F I want, and then like, blah, you know. I think Lauren Boebert has a little bit more of like, or whatever. I always say her last name so like badly.
Okay.
Boebert.
Lauren Boebert.
I feel like she would hate that. We should just do that.
Yeah. We should call her that.
Lauren Boebert.
But I feel like MTG could be like, you know, there's like, you know, a lot of questions about, you know, what happened on January 6th, you know. Maybe something is a little revealed about some tour she gave. I wouldn't be surprised if that helped her get removed from Twitter.
I disagree. And I think it's because Lauren's been saying some really wild Islamophobic stuff and has been saying that Ilhan Omar is in the jihad and like crazy shit that I feel like that's actually like harmful. And I think when they played that C-SPAN clip of the death threats that Omar was getting post Boebert's like statements about Islam, I'm just like, this woman's days are numbered. She's gonna get deplatformed.
I think that Marjorie is kind of the obvious one who you think will get kicked off or say something worse, but I almost think that Boebert will accidentally get her kicked off in a quest to outdo Marjorie. And that will be the consequence.
She's trying to out crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Boebert is desperate to be the craziest woman in Congress. So
exactly.
I'm back and forth because I think that based on Twitter's current terms, I think Marjorie is more likely to violate them by like putting out COVID craziness. Like, I think she already has like a million strikes. Like, she's more likely to put out misinformation, which they seem the most likely to like take action against. But Boebert,
I love it.
But Lauren Boebert is more likely to post, I think, like a violent threat. Like, she posts guns a lot. Marjorie posts guns, but it's always her at like a shooting range, like shooting a target at a shooting range. Lauren Boebert will be like, I will shoot you.
In my
like,
barn. So
with my kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like Marjorie is more likely to get kicked off for misinformation. Lauren Boebert is more likely to get kicked off for like violence or like imagery that you're not supposed to be using.
Yeah.
I think
Marjorie's been suspended.
Yeah.
Marjorie's already been suspended before.
That's why she might be Lauren Boebert.
Yeah. Because she already has the strikes. Lauren has to catch up to her in strikes.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Precisely. Very technical. I like that these are very technical.
These are
answers.
Like baseball statistics.
Yeah. Look, we're not the analysts for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Precisely. Well, Lauren is strong in physical violence, but Marjorie brings the misinformation.
Oh my gosh, we should really do like more like football announcers, but for these crazy, crazy lawmakers. The final one for part one of our superlatives, and we'll come back to part two and finish up tomorrow, is which variant is more thirsty for attention this year? I mean, Delta really held it down almost all year. And then Omicron showed up out of nowhere, late edition, and just she's not letting this year go by without us knowing her name. So
she
was
showing
thirsty?
Up at the holidays, making sure that you remember.
Yeah, that's even worse. We can't even sit, all hang out outside. Except today, it's like freakishly warm in New York City, which is concerning. But we definitely could, which is nice, but you know, not in the way that it should be. I have to go with Omicron. This is, you know, a little
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, if it's a battle of the divas, it matters who's everybody talking about at the finish line, and it's not Delta. Mm-hmm. It's Omicron.
Yeah.
Omicron is stepping on the girls' necks right now.
Yeah, it's the last leg of the race is all that really matters.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're comparing a Mariah Carey to an Ariana Grande. And it's like, Mariah Carey's got that long-lasting Delta. I'm going to say Delta.
I think that's a great argument, Millie. The other reason is that Delta was really hitting the unvaccinated much harder than it appears that Omicron has been hitting the unvaccinated, which seems more interesting.
Mm. You mean like she's not discriminating as much between the two?
I think Omicron, I think more people who got Delta were unvaccinated. Definitely. And now you're seeing a lot of people who are vaccinated getting Omicron, which is what makes it hard. They both, you know, have so many strengths and weaknesses each.
Are we pitting two women against each other who just are bringing different things different to the table? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Possibly.
You know,
I think that's fair. I think that, you know, you're having a scarcity mindset about this, and there's really enough virus to infect us all.
Mm-hmm. That's the attitude we need in 2022, Amanda.
Yeah.
There's enough virus to infect us
let's
all.
Let's call it a draw.
Heard of it a draw. Love that. All right. That is it for us today, but we're going to finish these up tomorrow. If you're not boosted, go get your booster. Come back boosted tomorrow until the end of democracy. I'm Amanda Zuberman.
I'm Sammy Sage.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Billy Tamaras.
I'm Brian Russell-Smith.
And this is the Betches Sup Podcast. Bye.
The Betches Sup Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Be sure to follow @Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails to suppod@betches.com. Betches.